Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is co-host Ron Lim on the Ask Elle Show, and we also have with us tonight our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Why, thank you so much.
You're
good
welcome.
Evening.
Yes. Good evening. So, here we are again, the beginning of the month, huh?
Talking about girls.
Talking about girls. Oh, well, first I have to tell you who this program is brought to you by tonight.
Okay.
We have a new sponsor, O2 Motorsports. Steve and Stacy, locally owned small business. And it is a family business. They actually, first of all, their location, I know you're wondering where they are at. You know, at Caterpillar Road up there, there's a gas station on the corner, Caterpillar and 99.
Okay, yeah.
They're right next door to the gas station at 1177 Prestige Way. They actually work on, they have over 30 years of experience, and they work on mostly German cars, like we have BMWs, Porsches, Audis, VWs, Land Rovers.
Okay, I got a VW.
They are the only Mercedes Sprinter van service area station for those between Sacramento and Medford.
Wow.
The only ones, yeah. And I didn't know what they were, and Stacy told me what they were, and I've seen them everywhere, you know. So I didn't think there were any around here. So,
well, welcome aboard.
Yes, welcome aboard. And I'll tell you after the next break why it's named O2 Motorsports.
O2 is water, right?
H2O.
Okay.
But it has nothing,
close.
Nothing to do with water, though.
Okay.
So, our isn't topic O2 tonight.
What? Isn't O2 oxygen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
actually,
right.
Oxygen.
Well, there's.
But it still has nothing to do with that.
Oh, really?
No. There's oxygen in water.
So.
I'm dying to know.
So we would like to have people call us tonight because this subject, the topic tonight is going to be something else. And I think you all probably would love to chime in on this one. The number here is 530-605-4567. One more time, 530-605-4567. And if you miss that, we'll give it out again after the next break. Get your pencils out. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
And we'll give you that again after the break, too. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Okay, Elle.
Yeah.
What are we talking about tonight?
Fun topic tonight. Pulled these off the internet. The topic is, what do women, and this is by your request.
Yes.
You've been asking me for weeks to cover this topic. And so.
Well, us guys need to know.
I didn't have to research too hard. It was right there.
Right, Liam?
I'm just ready to complain, man.
Yeah.
What do women really mean when they say these things? And we got a list of about 25 to 50. We'll see how many we get through.
You mean when they say it to the guys?
Yeah, or when they say it.
You know, anybody?
When they say these things, what do they mean? And Lenny and I are going to be weighing in on this because we had a pre-show conversation around it. Hey, we're not teaming up on you. We're just going to throw some insights.
It's equal tonight. Two of us and two of you.
But, you know, before we get into that, I did get a message from one of our listeners, one of our loyal listeners, Joni, and she wanted
Hi, Joni.
She wanted to share some of her experience because you do a lot of our show is based on dynamics between men and women.
Relationships.
Yeah, relationships. And, so she texted in and just said, on a personal experience, her husband's recently been doing all the legwork to find us a new car. She just sent me a text and bumped me. Okay, our current car lease is up soon. After that, after many hours of research, he found us a beautiful replacement car. So I've been letting him know what a great job he did for us and how much I appreciated all the time he put into it. So I just tied that in with all the respect stuff you've been discussing on your show. Oh. And I asked her, how was his response? And she said his response was excited, happy, and he felt good about himself.
That's
right. She wanted to give us a nod for all the discussing we do about the relationship dynamics.
Thank you.
And we'll get back to those.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it when we help people.
Yes.
I mean,
that's what we're here for.
Yep.
I get stories all the time that, hey, I tried that.
Nice.
Okay. I really want to read number one because I like saying that word.
Uh-oh.
Please read number one,
Liam, are you listening? There we go.
You ready?
Yeah, ready.
What do women really mean when they say, seriously?
Nobody could have read that better than you.
I mean, seriously.
I don't know that
10 seconds, Ron.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
Ron has 10 seconds.
Yeah. When a woman says, seriously?
Yeah. You want me to say?
What do you think they mean?
She's calling us stupid without saying it directly.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah, she's saying we're stupid.
What do you think, though, really?
You're so dumb.
Really, what do you think we mean when we say it like that? Seriously?
Seriously?
Really? Seriously?
I take it as that.
Well, really? Apparently we mean,
I
think you should probably rethink what you just said, Ron. If I look at you and say, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
You need to go back and rethink about what you just
true.
Said.
Or that was well put.
It was well
put. That was well put.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I make the big bucks.
Hey, if anybody on this listening has something won, please call in. Share it with us.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear any more.
Okay, number two. When women say, what did you say? Now, there's a couple different ways you could say that. But I think that this is meaning, what did you say?
Say it again.
What did you say, Lenny? Yeah. Take a crack at it.
What did you just say to me? Yeah, that could mean someone like me who really couldn't hear going, what did you say?
Yeah.
Or it could mean, excuse me, but what did you just say?
Seriously?
Which basically means, I heard you clearly, but you might want to rephrase that statement. Hello.
Liam, we're in trouble.
I know.
We need to write this stuff down.
Oh, I think you'll remember.
I'm going to start using these. I'm going to start. You know what? No. I'm going to start using these. All power to me.
Liam speaks.
No.
No, this is for girls.
Us men, we're stealing these. These are ours now.
This is girls. This is girl talk only.
Seriously?
It's patented.
Too bad.
There is no way guys can say that.
Could you give us the patent number on it? Okay. Yeah. What's next?
Number three. What do women actually mean by saying, go ahead? Go ahead.
She means go ahead. At your own risk.
She means.
That's a green light. That's a green light.
That's a green light. At your own risk.
Try me. I dare you to.
Oh, them fighting words.
Go ahead. Just go ahead.
You know.
Fine.
Maybe I'll pass.
There's facial expressions that go with that.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta read the room a little bit. If she says, yeah, go ahead, that's fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But if she says, go ahead.
With that look.
Try me, I dare you to. Mm. That was number three. Number four.
So it's not just what they say, it's the face they make.
There's a lot that goes with it.
Body language.
Tone.
Facial expression.
Really, look for the eyebrows.
The gun.
Go ahead.
Smoke coming out of the...
If you say, my eyebrows are nice and relaxed, go ahead. Or, go ahead. There's a little chin tilt in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hand on the hips.
We need to do a video of this thing. Really?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Number four, Lenny.
What do women mean by saying... Maybe.
Or I would say it, Maybe. Maybe.
Well, that's a nice way.
That's not a nice way.
No.
But, oh, I didn't see the face.
But sometimes I say, okay, maybe. That's meaning I really mean, maybe. Okay, maybe. I'll think about that. But her way is there. She's really saying, I don't think so.
Saying no. Okay, we're going to draw a line under it there, take a break, and be back in just a couple of minutes.
Call in.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Elle, and welcome back.
Hey, that's my part.
Is it?
Welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is co-host Ron Lim, and we also have with us our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Hello. So, we are brought to you by a new sponsor tonight, O2 Motorsports, owned by Steve and Stacy. And they are located at 1177 Prestige Way. They actually work on German cars, BMWs, Porsches, Audis, VWs, Land Rovers, and Mercedes Sprinter vans. And they are a small business, local owners, personal service.
I like them. They're great. And for my input, they've been around a long time,
over,
and they've gone from a small shop to a big,
nice,
beautiful new. Yeah. They're a great, locally owned business.
I'm telling you, I'm so happy to know this because I have a VW.
Yeah, they're great people. And they know their stuff too. They do.
And before
the
break, I promised I would tell you why it's named O2 Motorsports. It's not because that's oxygen, like Liam was asking. It's because they came together and got married, and they both had kids, so they all one big happy family. And O is Hawaiian Ohana. Ohana means family.
Aww.
And two is two families.
That's awesome.
Oh, that is
so they
beautiful.
Named the shop after.
That's so cool.
O2.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, because I was curious, so
it sounded kind of hot roddy to me. I thought it had something to do with like liquid.
Well, I thought it was a cool way to name it.
It is
nitrogen
very cool.
And there's some kind of
So anyway, if you need any car work, they're a place to go. Okay, so we're having a fun time with the topics tonight.
Yeah, we got quite a few people.
Yeah, chiming
in.
Texting in.
Yeah.
So if you want to call in, we'd like you to, please. Did you get your pencils out, like I told you last break? 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. You can also text L at
707-499-8999. And I do have some texts to read. They're pretty funny.
Well, they can also get us through Messenger on Facebook for Ask L, Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews.
So we've got a couple of texts coming in. I've got from Eric, who's listening from New York.
New York? Yeah. Wow.
Faithful listener. He has not missed one show. So he says, what did you just say to me? Is one. What did you just say to me means don't say that again and go ahead, hang yourself.
Love it.
And then I've got a really funny one from Joni, listening in. Again, another faithful listener from the East Coast. And she says, she sent this meme. It says, if a Southern woman says, what did you just say? She isn't asking you to repeat it. She's asking you if you're good with Jesus because you're about to meet him.
Oh,
I love it.
What did you just say? What did you just say? And I want to shout out to my nephew, Michael Dominic, who's listening to us from Ohio.
Ohio.
Hi, Michael.
Man, we're just getting famous, aren't we?
All over the world.
Among the family.
Good to have friends.
Oh,
yeah,
so
we got a couple.
I'm going to start off with just a couple. And Katie, who is also one of our sponsors, has one, and it is
Heavenly Donuts.
Yes, Heavenly Donuts from Heavenly Donuts. And it was,
hi, Katie.
Where did
you lose it already?
It's in your
phone. Oh, wait, here. This is something that...
You're in trouble.
This is something she would say. Let me know how that works out for you. Now, how would you say that?
Let me know how that works out for you, Lenny.
Oh, really? Well, let me know how that works
ooh,
for you.
Ooh, Lenny's got two.
She's good.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, she's so good. There you go, Katie. And then Stacy, another one of our sponsors, her personal favorite is whatever you say. How would you do that?
Whatever you say.
With that look right there. Okay.
She got the look that goes with it.
She got the look that goes with it. Folks, I can't tell you what that look was, but it was something.
Mine would be, whatever you say. Whatever you say. But I got a little eye roll.
Well, you got an eye roll. Don't forget the eye roll.
Whatever you say.
Whatever.
Anyway, those are two.
Those were fun. Okay, so moving on to our list. Now, this one, I don't know. When women say yes. It can mean yes. It can mean no.
Maybe.
Now, what do you think about that, Linda?
I think that is really unfair to the guy.
Yeah.
Because for me, yes means yes and no means no. I would never say yes unless I was A, kidding around and they knew it, or I meant it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that somebody should ever have to guess if yes means no, maybe, or yeah.
What if I had a question mark on it? Yes.
Yes.
That's an inviting the rest of the question.
Very good point. You're inviting more conversation around
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not real.
Move
I'm
on.
The same.
I
yes.
think that guy
my
was,
yes means yes.
He probably doesn't have a girlfriend.
So what? What do women actually mean when they say, that's okay?
It's not okay.
I like to think that it is.
It depends. Again, it goes back to, it depends on how you say it. You could say it like,
that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Or, I'm sorry I missed your birthday. Oh, it's okay.
You're great at
this. Oh, that's scary.
I think she has priors.
Yeah, think.
So they actually mean they're mad at you. Again, I think it's
or really disappointed.
You got to key in, and men are not hinters. You guys say what you mean what you say for the most part. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, or you could.
Okay.
Yeah, the guilt thing.
Yeah.
No, it's
I'm
okay.
I'm a victim.
Yeah.
Okay, on to the next one.
Sometimes.
Oh, no, not on to the next one.
Not yet. Sometimes, like, you know, like, I feel like as a dude, like, you know, like, you kind of understand the insinuations of, like, what's being said, right? But sometimes I just don't have the energy, and so I'll just be like, okay. Because I don't have the energy to be like, okay, what's up? Or to play that
good
game.
Point.
Or to play that game.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes, I see that.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, okay, fine. If you want to do it that way, then I'll hear you that way.
Okay. It's not worth having a conversation over.
No. I'm not going to, if you're not happy about something, tell it to me straight. I am not going to put my effort into, like,
interpreting that.
Yeah, that's not my job.
I love that. Yep.
I like that, Liam. It's not my job to interpret it. Here's the thing, is that women, we understand each other. Lenny and I can talk to each other in these subtleties, and we get it. We have the handbook for women and hints. We kind of have this, not Lenny and I because we're older, but you come thinking that men got the same handbook, and they're not picking up on their hints, and so now they're just behaving badly.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, this is all part of the learning process, that whole
thing.
Could
we have that handbook?
Right? Well, we're giving it to you right now. You're getting the handbook.
Okay. With all the looks, facial expressions, too.
So what do women mean when they say, Lenny, I'm going to let you say it because you're just the queen at this stuff.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, I hate that one.
Whatever. Or there's...
Look at what it quite simply means.
Can we say this on the air? Well, it says, quite simply means, go to hell. I have no more words for you. It's just not worth it. Whatever. Whatever. I don't say that. I actually don't use whatever. Do you?
No.
Not like that.
Mm-mm.
I will use it like, well, whatever. Whatever you want. Whatever.
Yeah, but that's sincere, and that's the way it's supposed to be used.
Yeah, that's sincere. Mm-hmm.
I think us guys use that.
That is a very, that's a younger female term. Whatever.
I've never heard that one.
You don't get that.
Except in TV shows and like movies and
whatever.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's
like,
really
it's like
young.
The Valley Girl. It's
that's
very
the
like
exactly.
Valley Girl.
For sure.
The 80s.
Flick of the hair. Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever, dude. Ugh. Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on to number 8. Lenny, you take this one. You're good with these. When women say,
wow.
Well, Lenny's, I think, had a lot of experience.
Wow.
Classic.
Wow, Ron.
On point.
Uh-oh, she said wow. She said wow, Liam. I think I'm in trouble.
They are simply amazed that you could be so stupid.
I gotta get under the table.
And how inconsiderate you are.
Jeez.
You're the one that's had the experience, and you're telling me you don't know this stuff. You should have had a handbook a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I made notes, huh?
Okay, so moving on to the next one. That was classic, entertaining. When women say, are you really going to wear that?
Women say
that? I would say, are you really going to wear that?
Oh, I'm much nicer than that. I'd be like, are you really going to wear that?
Did you walk by a mirror yet? Before you...
That's what we usually say to the women. Did you walk?
Which means...
Did you look in the mirror?
Before you walked out the door.
And it means you're not wearing that. Go change, period.
Or I'm not going with you.
Oh, man. We got some texts coming in, so after the break, we'll take a look at those.
Okay.
And
we have time for one more.
Back in just a couple minutes.
Nope. Okay.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección Number 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show. Sorry about that. We were all dancing here. We have our co-host, our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Thank you so much.
Our sponsor for tonight is O2 Motorsports. We've talked a lot about them in the last couple of breaks. They're located at 1177 Prestige Way, owned by Steve and Stacy. Family business for sure, named after O2, Ohana. They have over 30 years of experience working on German cars, BMWs, Porsches, Audis, VWs, Land Rovers, and Mercedes Sprinter Vans specifically. Okay, so, we would like more people to call us. We're getting a lot of texts, but how about having some call-ins at 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. You can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us also on Messenger at Ask L, Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews. So, before the break...
Yeah, we were talking about what you're going to wear, or okay. The statement was, are you really going to wear that?
Mm-hmm.
So we got some comments on that, and one of them is, let me get to it, is, I've been married 35 years. I go directly to, don't wear that. And then I make suggestions and explain why it's a better option.
Oh, just directly? Like, no.
But pretty much I buy the clothes anyway.
So it's always right, correct?
I used to just lay them out on the bed. The shirt, the pants.
Well, that's
well, you know what? I would appreciate somebody to do that for me.
That's what she's
saying. I have
saying.
No idea about.
Well, you're looking pretty good there tonight, there, Ron.
Well, thanks.
Somebody had some influence on.
She only got three shirts.
That's right. I only have three. It's either Eeny, Miney, Moe or whichever is clean or better clean than the others. More clean.
Yeah.
The most clean.
She did add that, he hates to shop. So, doing the shopping is actually a beneficial thing. And then, another text says, this is coming from my nephew, Michael. It says, whatever. Oh, we're going back to whatever means you wish. okay. And then going back to the term wow, Tim texted in and said, boy, do I hear that a lot. And I thought that they were amazed.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Speaking of not liking to shop, you know, I had the airport rat look for a while.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. And then you kind of upgraded.
Thank you. Without saying it, right?
I wasn't saying it. You didn't catch it.
Without saying it.
Somebody that's upgraded exactly your book.
I don't know who it was. I can't remember now, but
yeah.
Thank you, whoever that was.
Oh, okay, moving on to the next point. Okay, here's a good one. When women say, Lenny, you're going to, you'll nail this one.
Okay.
Do you remember what day it is today?
Oh, God. Oh.
Do you remember what day it is today?
Mm.
If you don't, it's your dead day.
Yeah.
Oh, Lenny.
It's my last day.
They're basically saying, yeah, that's what it says. They're basically saying today's my birthday or anniversary, and you forgot. All right.
Maybe we didn't forget.
Yeah. And you know what? What I tell women, and I tell women the thing, you know, going back to the thing about men being single focused, men are focused. A very nice thing to do to a man is put a sticky note. Hey, our anniversary is coming up in 5 days. He will love that because then he will feel like he has the ability to be successful in making you happy on that day. And there's nothing wrong. Women will be like, he should remember it. Well, they're not us. Our brain is designed. Their brain is
quite
different from ours. Leave them a little sticky note. Also, say, here's a list of things I would really like, and let him make a choice. You are helping him to succeed in making you happy.
Well,
that's a nice thing to do.
When I'm asked, did you remember what day it is? I'd go like, surprise. And I have it right there.
Could you remember the day, or you
exactly,
keep, or you keep backup gifts in your office?
You do. Okay,
it's been drilled into me. The first wife, yeah, drilled that into me. I can tell you right now that her birthday and the date we were married.
Okay.
What about
interesting?
Never mind.
Well, that's Lenny. Next one is What do women mean by saying, I don't know about this one, it's your decision?
It's your decision.
No, it's not.
They mean, no, it's not?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not.
See, the one.
I don't mean that. If I were to say it's your decision,
what do you
I
think
would mean it's your decision.
The one that I hear that's similar to that is, you do you.
Ooh.
Hate it.
Ooh, hate that's awful.
It's so trendy.
You can't even say that in a nice way.
Uh-huh.
Wait, could you say that in a nice way? You do you.
No.
You do you.
I guess
now I would mean that.
I guess
you
it's how it's received.
You.
If you said, you know, sweetie, I don't really care. Why don't you just you do you?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But we're not throwing in all extra words, are we? Are we just saying it the way it is?
Well, we're getting the point. It's the point.
Oh. Yeah,
it's
we
good
could.
Initially the. That's a good one. That's
no,
good.
It's not a good one.
No, I mean, it's a good example, Lee.
A good example.
Of a horrible
well, not a,
one.
Of a horrible.
It's a good example of a
that's,
whatever, Lee. Whatever.
I shouldn't have asked.
But we didn't read what.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
We didn't. It's your decision. They mean, no, it's not. You'd better not make that decision on your own.
Try
I knew
it.
We missed it.
It's your decision. No, it's not.
Sure.
But you'd better not make that one on your own.
If anybody out there would like our Cliff Notes, send us a message in Facebook or text me, and I'll be happy to get these to you.
Yeah, so you can put them in your arsenal.
Oh.
You should make flashcards.
I think the men are the ones that would really want these. They'd be handy.
We'll make flashcards.
Flashcards.
No, I'm
hey,
serious.
Okay. Well, I can do that. We can make flashcards.
Put your face on the
flip
back.
Chart.
Hey, Liam, I think we should make a handbook of how to answer these things.
Ooh,
well, they come
yeah.
with the question and the answer.
There's not an answer, because by the
no,
time you're hearing it, you've already screwed up royally.
Oh,
true.
We're,
there's not
we've
much
lost
you can do.
We've lost.
Yeah, there's no way to win.
There's ways to win in this.
There are?
Yeah, there are. I guess we should be talking
and
about that.
And you could practice with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great.
Okay, next one.
Date game.
Practice with my girlfriend? That what you said?
What do women mean when they say nothing? Nothing's wrong.
Oh, they mean a whole hell
Nothing.
Nothing. What's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong.
Hmm. I know there's something wrong. No, there isn't anything wrong.
Now, there's different times. If I had an incident the other day where my daughter was saying, "Hey, Mom, what's wrong?" And I was saying, "Nothing, nothing, I'm good." I was really meaning, you know, where I'm good. I didn't want her. I wanted to spare her any kind of discomfort. And I didn't feel like I needed to share with her. So in that case, I wasn't trying to make a undercurrented point.
Mm-hmm. You meant what you said.
Yeah, I just was trying to protect her.
In a loving way, yeah.
Yeah. But nothing. What's wrong? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. Means you did something wrong and she's furious.
Do you have a list of what men say and mean?
Men say what they mean, typically. They just say what they mean. If a man says on Saturday, here's an example. Not for long.
We're changing this.
Why can't we?
There's a movement being born in here right now.
Why can't you women just do that?
Great question. Why are women so complicated and men are just cut and dry?
Why can't you be cut and dry too? When you say, "I'm fine," when we say, "I'm fine."
Well, you know what? I think women are afraid to be transparent and honest.
Here's what we're wanting, and you're really on the right path with that. In what women are wanting when we say, "I'm fine," we're wanting you to open up space for us that's safe for us to be vulnerable to step into.
And we want you to ask questions and dig a little deeper. It makes us feel like you care enough to do that.
So let's role play.
Okay.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
No, really. I can tell there's something wrong. Really.
I'm fine.
Honey, come on. Just tell me.
I'm...
Just tell me. I know there's something wrong.
Well, I'm bummed. Remember the other day? Okay, she's opening up space for me to be vulnerable. In other words, we know that sharing our feelings can unravel super quick because the man can take that as, in some way, he's going to hear that as, he's failed, he's let us down, he hasn't. When we're venting, yes, a man hears that as a complaint against him. And we don't really mean it. We just want to be vulnerable. We just want to share our feelings. So we're really trying to navigate, is it safe to actually open this box up?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And I find that the older I get, the easier it is to say each one of these things and really mean them and not have any hidden agenda by the way I say it. If I say I'm okay, I'm probably really okay.
So are we saying a lot of these things are age dependent? How you say
Not necessarily.
No? They don't change a little bit as you get older?
I think as you get older, you shed some of you start to realize that being authentic
is better.
Is just better.
And easier.
Oh, yeah. For us, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's a hard lesson to learn. And I just got a text in that says, when a woman says nothing, give her time to figure it out. Give her space. She may let you in later, but it's just the wrong time. And I disagree with that. I think men need space. Women need connection. So when a man needs to process, he needs to go figure it out and problem solve. He's going to go away into his man cave.
Or the bathroom.
A woman is wanting actually to do the opposite she's wanting. I mean, it's a great comment that you made, but a woman is actually wanting you to connect with her and feel safe about that. How are we doing on time? Let's do more before the commercial break.
Yeah, one more.
And we sure appreciate all the texts that we're getting in, the responses to this. Okay, when women say, we'll see, Lenny, how would you say that? Lenny and I say it different, but
you
same
do.
Meaning, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
We'll see.
They really mean?
No.
We we won't see.
When we'll see. I disagree.
When I say we'll see,
yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay. I need to think about
that's the
it.
Real yes. meaning.
But okay. it doesn't mean no. For me, okay. we'll see never means yes or no. I'm not there yet. I'm not sure.
It can mean no, but it again, you're going to yes. have to watch how the person's saying it. If the woman says it like, we'll see about that. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Like, yeah, nice, you know. Okay.
Well,
we're gonna stop there. Yeah.
We'll come back with some more fun stuff.
All right.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hello, this is Elle, and we got a lot of dancing.
We got a lot of fun going on here. It must be that song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Hey, guys want to have fun, do you?
We're trying to help that out here.
This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. We're back from a break, and we have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. So, our program is brought to you tonight by O2 Motorsports.
And now we know what the O2 stands for, and I love it.
Hawaiian for family. The two came together, got married with kids. Boom.
That just makes me love them even more.
Yeah, and so they're a family, a small local
great people.
Business. So, yeah, with great personal service. So, you know, be sure and go see them if you need work on German cars. If you have a German car, BMWs, Porsches, mm-hmm. Audis, VWs, Land Rovers, and specifically a Mercedes Sprinter van. They're the only ones that can do it between
Sacramento
and Medford.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you'd like to call in, we have another 10, 15 minutes. Give us one of your sayings, ladies, at 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com, or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook Messenger to Ask L, Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews.
Very good.
Okay, so where are we at the last break?
Yes, we are at when women says, I'm not mad at you. Lenny, how would you say that?
I'm not mad at you. I mean that.
I don't know.
I'm not mad at you.
That's not very convincing.
I'm not mad at you.
I don't think that one doesn't matter how you say it.
The way Lenny said it doesn't sound like she's very mad.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad at you. Does that sound convincing?
No.
I don't even use this one.
Me either.
I'm not mad at you, because if I'm mad at you...
Well, no, because a lot of times we'll say...
I'm not mad at you. Yeah. I don't say that one.
Don't be mad at me.
I say, I'm not angry. I'm just frustrated.
Hmm.
That's what I say.
Okay, so apparently that one means she's really mad at you, but I don't use it. I'm not mad at you. Lenny doesn't use it, and you guys aren't weighing in, so I'm guessing you don't hear it. Let's go on to the next one. Everybody knows this one. Lenny, take it away.
Fine.
That's it?
What do women mean when they say, fine?
Fine.
We're cooked.
Fine. There's so many different ways.
Oh, fine.
None of which are good. Right, Liam?
No.
Not typically. Fine. No. Fine.
Oh,
fine.
Well, yeah, fine.
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 Could you?
Fine.
Give me what it means. It's fine. Just say, you have what? Can you see it?
Well, this is
okay, fine. Yeah.
Oh, you're asking for an example?
Yeah.
How can you say it without being?
Fine. Great.
Threatening.
Oh, that good. Can happen too.
Fine.
Yeah. How are you doing? I'm fine. I'm doing fine. No, I don't know. That doesn't feel right. I don't normally say that. I normally say, I'm doing great. Thank you. Fine. I'm fine. I don't. Simply put means she's not fine.
Every time I hear fine, it's not good.
And this says that it puts an end to the conversation. I disagree with that, too. It's not ending the conversation.
Unless she turns away and crosses her arms.
And walks away.
And says the fine.
Yeah.
Fine. And walks away.
And then she wants you to
follow her.
And now you notice, I'm going to bring up, excuse me, I got a tickle in my throat. When a man walks away from a conversation, what does a woman do?
Runs after him.
Yeah. Right,
chases him.
Right into the bathroom.
Yeah. So when we walk away from a conversation, what do we want you to do? Follow after us. We want it to end. We want to finish it up.
Don't let me go.
Yeah. Don't let me go. Help me fix this. Show me that you want to make this better.
Right.
We want to...
You want to know that, I love you. I know.
It goes back to creating space for us to be vulnerable enough to share what's really bugging us without it setting you off, getting mad, taking it personal, and then creating a fight. So, again, for men to remember, usually a woman's just venting and... It's challenging not to hear that venting as you messed up. Hmm. Yeah. Okay. On to the next one. When a woman, this is the same, similar.
Yeah.
When a woman says, I'm okay. I'm okay. How are you? I'm okay.
Depends on
I'm okay. You, actually, I do use this one. If I say, I'm okay. Because I'm not saying, oh, I'm great. Then
I'm okay.
I use it, actually, when I use it, and I just used it today, and I might have used it with you, Lenny.
You did.
When you said, how are you doing? I'm okay. That I'm okay usually is like, I'm not the best.
Yeah.
I've been better.
Exactly.
But Lenny knows me, and she knows, man, I'm sorry. What's going on? Oh.
Want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay. So I might say it more like that. I'm okay. But... I've heard it. I'm okay. No?
Yeah, and I think that's the way this one means she's mad at you.
She's mad. That's the same. She's mad at you.
I'm okay.
How are you? I'm okay.
Yeah, where you say, I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's not being mad at all. That's just being emotionally flat.
I don't want to be dramatic, but right. At the same time, I'm not my normal... high energy self.
So guys, that's what we mean when we say it like that.
So what I'm getting from this whole list of things is that it's not just the words.
It's not just the words.
It isn't the words at all, typically.
No.
It's what's behind the words.
What's driving them.
And the look.
Mm-hmm.
And the body language and all that. So,
and the tone.
Those words by themselves don't really mean anything, right? It's how you say them.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, I just thought I'd mention that. Just occurred to me while I was sitting here.
All right, I like this next one, Lenny. What do you think?
Oh.
When women say...
That's a risk to say that, but I think I've maybe said it once, and my heart was pounding the Ooh, whole time praying...
That's scary, Liam. What is it?
...that they wouldn't do exactly what I told them to do. Okay. And that is, no, I think you should just go without me. It's, oh. just, it's okay. Just go without me.
Oh, I'm not going to go.
Thank God.
I think you should just go without me. Yeah, we want to hear that. I don't want to go,
now,
without,
you go
you.
Without you. Yeah.
Exactly.
We're just wanting to hear. We want to know that we're wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah. But this is saying, no, you should go without me. What they mean is absolutely not. Do not step out of the house.
If you value your life.
I told you. The first thing I said was, I'm not going.
Do not step out of the house. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Put the car keys back.
Where are you going?
You're not leaving the house, are you?
Oh, this next one. Sorry.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, no. This next one.
Okay, I can't wait.
Lenny, I have to let you read these because you do these. It's cracking me up the way you read them.
She's good.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm going to say that again.
Well, okay. All right. It's read one way, but if it doesn't apply to you, I'm going to read it another way that it would. The first way is when a woman asks, do I look fat in this? Or if she says, does this outfit look okay on me? Is it sexy? Does it make me look good? Is it okay?
There's only one answer.
You better believe it, Buster.
You're gorgeous.
There's more than one answer. I'm going to give you guys a really good answer to that.
Oh, okay.
No, it looks great.
Here's what you can say, because some men are like, I don't want to lie. Here's what you can say. And this is what I think we're really asking when we say, do I look fat in this? Is, are you going to be happy to be seen with me? Do I look good to you? Are you proud of me in this?
Exactly.
And so an answer to that would be, I'm going to be so proud to be with you tonight.
That's a good one.
Beautiful.
That's what Love she's wanting.
That. I am writing that down.
Yeah.
I am writing that down, too.
That's a great one.
I'm putting it in my phone.
That one will get your dinner paid for.
You know what?
That guy, that'll get you a little something. Yeah.
You know what else would just be simple and melt my heart? And that's really all I need is, you look beautiful. Because you do in his eyes, your face. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what
you're beautiful.
You're
I'm
beautiful.
Proud to be with you.
You are beautiful.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow, that got quiet.
Yeah, it got quiet because we're processing it. We're all processing. It was kind of a powerful moment
it
there.
It was. That was powerful.
Okay.
I was busy typing
one.
My phone.
Oh.
Oh, I don't like this one.
I don't either.
Let's skip it.
I don't know what it is.
But now people want to know.
Oh, well, let's go out and give bad examples.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We have time Excuse for this me. One.
Oh, that's it? We just have time for one more?
Yeah, let's hear the bad one.
Okay. So women ask, so where do you see this relationship going? Lenny, say it.
So where do you see this relationship going?
Do I have to tell you?
Typically, you would be taken aback because you wouldn't be expecting it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be ready for it.
And no. And you would say, huh? Or, I don't know, or...
I'm not sure.
You know, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Yes.
And it usually happens, if you're newly dating, it happens right about the three-month mark.
Oh, yes. We were talking about three months.
They're trying to tell you they want to take things to the next level and want commitment. And I think that concludes our show for the night. Thank you so much for joining us.
We're going to have to maybe do this again.
I had 50. I read 20.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.